Field right now makes their way into the restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. Brandon Jones on the outside lane may have spun the tires just a bit. Got that outside lane jumbled up and discombobulated. They race to turn one.
He is on the comeback trail, though, and jumps to the outside of Justin Allgaier. Actually puts a fender up. This time around, Brandon Jones will get it done. He's got the lead off turn two.
Justin Allgaier rides in the second position. Sam Mayer to the inside of Sammy Smith. The battle is on for third, and Connor Zillick making that a three-way shuffle.
Sam Mayer has third. Sammy Smith has fourth. Connor Zillich is about to turn him coming off the corner. Sammy Smith will chase the car at the racetrack. Zillich makes a beeline to the bottom of the racetrack with Taylor Gray and Austin Hill looking on.
Connor Zillich absolutely shoehorning his way to the inside of the Sammy Smith automobile. He'll take over the fourth spot. Smith now under the gun from Taylor Gray and Austin Hill.
Here comes a challenge for the lead. It's Justin Allgaier racing out of the pocket off the end of the backstretch, and he goes blasting by Brandon Jones.
A nice luxury for Justin Allgaier after giving up the lead on the restart is the fact that he's got a fast race car and a very good driving race car, Dave. He's right back at the top of the leaderboard.
Puts a car length between himself and the second place machine. Behind him, there's a three-man battle for fifth, sixth, and seventh. Austin Hill is on the move. He drives to the inside. Taylor Gray trying to move under Sammy Smith now.
Here's Sammy Smith to the high side. He's right behind Austin Hill, and Taylor Gray working by himself to the inside of that duo as that battle for fifth continues.
Watching Sammy Smith getting the shuffle backward coming off the corner. Taylor Gray and Austin Hill racing for a spot there. Gray will clear Hill. Now it's Sammy Smith that'll dive for the bottom of the racetrack, trying to ease by Austin Hill in a battle for six.
Smith with a bit of a crossover move, diving to the bottom coming off turn four. He will power by, take over the number six position, pull away from Austin Hill by a car length.
Then Rajah Caruth is behind Hill, so Caruth is eighth, Sheldon Creed is in ninth, and Dean Thompson completes the top 10.
Under the line, 23 to go here in stage number two of the Kansas Lottery 300. Things begin to tighten up at the front of the field again. Allgaier unable to drive away from second place Brandon Jones and third place Sam Mayer.
Brandon Jones just two car lengths back, and he's got some company now at the back door. Another car length and a half back to Sam Mayer. Then four more to Connor Zillich.
All of that traffic working off turn number two. Taylor Gray is another dozen car lengths or so back to complete the top five. Then Sammy Smith and Austin Hill coming back into the corner, but it's Justin Allgaier in front.
Justin Allgaier, that is, leading coming off the corner, but Brandon Jones' mirrors are becoming more filled with Sam Mayer. Mayer closing in on Brandon Jones in what will be a battle for position number two.
Either Justin Allgaier had a great last lap or Brandon Jones missed a turn, because what was just a two-car length advantage is now more like seven or eight. Brandon Jones feeling the heat now from Mayer.
Yes, Sam Mayer taking a look to the inside of the Brandon Jones machine. Now Jones responds to the challenge. Here comes Mayer again, about a half lane lower in the middle of the banking.
And he's going to be blocked by Brandon Jones on that. We talked a little bit about what little draft there is out there. Joey Logano, how challenging is it for a driver, and how capable are you to be able to use the air to block the driver behind you?
Depends on the driver, but it is definitely a play that you will use. And especially at a racetrack like this, there's a lot of lanes to try to defend, which makes it really challenging to do. But the other piece of it is there's a lot of comers and goers throughout the run, where you might have some cars that fire off really fast and then may fall off, or vice versa. You need to be able to maintain your track position just in case later on your car starts going fast. The last thing you want to do is let someone go, and then five laps later, now you're faster than that guy, and you got to pass them back. You're better off just defending in hopes that your car is going to get better soon.
Seeing a lot of that right now on the racetrack, but all eyes at the front of the field are on Justin Allgaier. His lead is now almost up to one full second over Brandon Jones. Sam Mayer, Connor Zillich, and Taylor Gray round out the top five. Looking further back, Rajah Caruth has his hands full with Christian Eckes in turn three.
Here's Eckes. Eckes is right down next to the white line, and Caruth working up closer to the safer barrier.
It's a good race there. Four cars right together. Jesse Love is in that mix. as is a hard charging back there in the Justin Bonsignor driver. The NASCAR Whelen Modified champion is trying to make some noise for that Joe Gibbs Racing entry as we work lap number 71 as we check back down on pit road. Let's follow up in the Justin Allgaier pit. What's going on, Steve Post, with Allgaier?
During that caution period, Justin Allgaier radioed in to crew chief Jim Pohlman and said, Jim, I don't like what I'm feeling on the left side of the car. Did we get all of the lug nuts tightened up? Jim went to the crew. They went and looked at the video, and he said, everything is tight. Everything should be good. They've ran the rest of this stage, and Justin just said, it's not getting any worse, so hopefully we can make it to the end of this stage. 18 more laps to go, but it is a little bit of a concern, and I think Joey alluded to it earlier. It's that uncertainty of not knowing what that is, but that's the story on Justin Allgaier. He is the race leader, but has a vibration on the left side of that car.
Can't be the most comfortable thing to be feeling as the race leader, no, Joey?
No, and most likely, if it's not getting worse, it's probably just a wheel that's out of balance. Maybe it wasn't balanced as perfect as it needs to. If it starts getting worse, that's when you get really concerned, but if it's staying the same, I'd say he's probably good to go.
17 to go here in stage number two. Justin Allgaier has a one-second lead over Brandon Jones.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100. Plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
No change at the front of the field. Justin Allgaier by 1 second over second place Brandon Jones. Sam Mayer is third. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back here to Kansas Speedway in the Kansas Lottery 300. What a perfect day to go racing for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. 12 laps to go here in stage number two. So before the green and white checkered flag goes in the air, let's let you know where your favorite driver is running. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast get real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless.
Justin Allgaier's lead now 1.2 seconds over Brandon Jones. Sam Mayer rides in third. Connor Zilich is fourth, and fifth is Taylor Gray. Sammy Smith is sixth. Seventh is Austin Hill. Eighth is Dean Thompson. Ninth is Sheldon Creed, and tenth is Justin Bonsignor.
Rajah Caruth is 11th. Jesse Love is 12th. Christian Eckes is 13th. William Sawalich is 14th. Nick Sanchez goes 15th. Brendan Queen is 16th. Harrison Burton is 17th. Patrick Staropoli is 18th, Ryan Sieg to 19th, and Carson Quapo back in 20th.
Anthony Alfredo is 21st, Parker Retzloff is 22nd, Matt DiBenedetto is 23rd, with Daniel Dye 24th, and Kyle Sieg in 25th. Blaine Perkins is 26th, the last car on the lead lap. First car one lap down in 27th is Brennan Poole. Leland Honeyman is 28th, Cole Raz 29th, and Austin Green is 30th.
Mason Massey is 31st, Jeremy Clements 32nd, 33rd is Ryan Ellis. Josh Williams goes 34th, Joey Gase is 35th, Garrett Smithley is 36th, Jeb Burton is 37th, two laps down. He's the last car running, finishing 38th, and the only car behind the wall is Nick Lights.
Been quite a day for Justin Allgaier when he comes to the line. Right now, he will have led his 59th lap. We've completed 80. And once again, Alex, Junior Motorsports on mile-and-a-half racetracks have definitely come to life again.
Yeah, this is a team that's dominated the mile-and-a-halfs this season. Heck, you can say they've all but dominated the year. They've won 11 of the last 14 races with drivers like Justin Allgaier, Daniel Suarez, Connor Zilich has won. Shane Van Gisbergen has won for Junior Motorsports. He did that on the streets at Chicago, so you're right about that. Junior Motorsports is putting together a whale of a 2025.
Three of the Junior Motorsports playoff drivers in the top six right now. The worst running is Carson Quapel, who is running back in the 21st position. So I would say that coming into Kansas Speedway looking for their 17th win of the season, if something doesn't happen, a Junior Motorsports driver and car will definitely play into the ending of this race.
And you have to wonder about the youngster Carson Quapel. He's put together a nice rookie campaign. Yes, we understand what Connor Zilich has done. And as Joey pointed out a little earlier in the broadcast, Connor Zilich is just at a different level right now. But you can't sneeze at the season that Carson Quapel has done. But he is yet to get to victory lane. He certainly is capable as a driver. He's got the race team behind him. And you got to think, Mike, that's beginning to play in his head just a bit.
I would think it would. We're looking at the racetrack right now. We're looking at all the Junior Motorsports cars. They're running very well. You've obviously got some Joe Gibbs Racing cars. But Haas Factory team having a good day. Sam Mayer, while he's not led a lap, he's been pressing and challenging for the lead at times, especially on restarts. But once the green flag comes back out, that car fades. And right now, he's in a comfortable spot on the racetrack in third.
With six to go in stage two, the battle for fifth is on past the start-finish line. Here's Sammy Smith to the inside of Taylor Gray headed to turn one.
Smith takes it down below the white line, halfway to the grass to complete that pass. Slides through on the inside. Drifts up on the banking. Gray trying to counterattack down low, but there's nothing there.
Sammy Smith just carefully, lap after lap, steadily working his way up through the top 10 to the top 5. Now with Taylor Gray trying to reclaim the spot, but to no avail.
Five laps to go in stage two, and again, we're covering the battle for the number 5 position. Sammy Smith has just taken it away from Taylor Gray. And Dave, once he was able to take that spot, Sammy is slowly tiptoeing away from Taylor.
Yeah, he's pulled away now by about 3, maybe 4 car lengths. Taylor Gray was able to hold him up for a while. But once Sammy got the clean air on the nose, Kurt Becker, he is pulling away.
Yeah, that orange and black Chevrolet of Sammy Smith continues to increase the margin, having solidified that fifth position. Back to Taylor Gray, the white and yellow Toyota riding in sixth.
On a hot, slippery track here at Kansas Speedway. Joey, the wind, we look at the big American flag between turns 1 and 2 beginning to pick up. Do you feel the wind here at Kansas?
Oh, you definitely feel the wind here. And it's blowing down into turn 3, so that tailwind, you know, makes it go fast on the straightaway, but when you get to the corner, it's pushing you down into the corner. You don't have any downforce, and then it blows into the side of your car, which kind of blows you up the racetrack. Now you get the complete opposite effect as you go down into turn 1. You got a big headwind. You got a ton of downforce. You can drive in the corner way further, and you think you should be able to. It's always important. I always tell my spotter, tell me where the flag is. Tell me which way it's pointing. That way I know why the car is handling so different from end to end.
So you talk about something that you experience while you're in traffic, like heavy traffic. You feel that wind down the backstretch, but that side gust that we see here at Kansas, with no warning, how do you prepare for that, especially if you're in heavy packed traffic?
Yeah, you can't. A gust, you can't see it coming, obviously. And it's crazy when it happens because you'll see all the cars in front of you blow up the racetrack at the same time. Everyone just goes sliding around. So it's you can shelter yourself a little bit if you get up next to the wall. You can shelter yourself from that wind a little bit. which is kind of crazy to think that you're going almost 200 miles an hour, that a gust of wind. But you think about, you know, a 15, 20-mile-an-hour gust, it'll blow you around.
It will indeed, as Justin Allgaier, the race leader, works his way around the racetrack. Allgaier right now will come back to the line. He'll get ready to click off. Lap number 89 will begin the final lap of stage number two here in the Kansas Lottery 300. Here comes Allgaier in that Brent Red Chevrolet. Flies by the start-finish line and hits back to one.
Other than the start of the stage and the restart, it has been a walk in the park for Justin Allgaier. And even the restarts did not test him that strongly. He is all by himself. Lap car ahead, but I doubt if he'll deal with it off turn two.
Car of Joey Gase being that lap machine. Gase is now coming back into turn number three. He will drop down toward the white line at the bottom side of the racetrack. And here comes Justin Allgaier to the high side.
Allgaier up against the safer barrier midway between turns three and four. Now he'll swing wide up against the turn four wall. He'll cut that Chevrolet to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll cross the start finish line and receive the green and white checkered flag. Justin Allgaier. He won stage one. He wins stage two. Behind him, Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, Connor Zilich, and Sammy Smith, the top five, with Taylor Gray, Dean Thompson, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, and Justin Bonsignor rounding out the top 10 as the caution flag is flying for the third time of the Kansas Lottery 300.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Pace car has picked up the field on the back straightaway. It'll be the opening of pit road here coming up in a lap or so from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Kansas Speedway, pit road is about to open up, and we expect everybody to come down pit road. By the way, programming update, be sure to join us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. NASCAR Live Race Day will be on the air. We'll have coverage of the Hollywood Casino 400 for the Cup cars, the middle race, and the round of 12 before everybody packs up and heads back east, back home to the Bank of America Roval 400 at Charlotte Motor Speedway, which will be another elimination race and will set up the drivers that will race in the round of eight for the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
And it's off to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and those two weekends will be with our friends at the Performance Racing Network. They'll have you covered there on the radio. After that, we'll pick the schedule back up at the Talladega Super Speedway on to Martinsville, Virginia, and wrap things up championship weekend out in the desert at Phoenix Raceway, as we will not get pit lane open this time by, so we'll go around the racetrack at least one more time before pit road opens up.
Of course, earlier today we had practice and qualifying for the Hollywood Casino 400. Chase Briscoe scoring his seventh pole of 2025. Joey, a 400-mile cup race at Kansas. You've won it. You've won it with Todd. You've won it twice here. Actually, three times, total of five wins at Kansas Speedway. Where would you rank Kansas Speedway with the other mile-and-a-half racetracks on the circuit?
Oh, every track's so unique. But this one is definitely pretty fun because of the different line options. As a race car driver, that's what you want. You want to have an opportunity to say, oh, I want to try and be able to run the top. There's a car in front of me. Okay, now can I move back down to the bottom? Can I make something happen? Maybe my car doesn't handle really good on the bottom. I'll move around and give yourself an opportunity to try to make some speed. That's what's fun about racetracks like this, because it's not just buried to one lane.
Todd, do you agree Kansas is one of those top-of-the-list tracks?
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is. I love the fact that you can go places and figure out where your race car can work. You can work traffic, and there's technical pieces like wrapping the paint here seems like it starts to come back to place. Running up at the wall, running off the wall, finding that air, like Joey talked about earlier, that turn down lane that guys are using, finding ways to use a racetrack to make your car better. You've got opportunity there to have an impact.
And, of course, wrapping the paint means pinning the car at the bottom of the racetrack and riding that white line all the way through turns three and four. Pit road is open, and here they come. All the cars on the lead lap right now are pitting. Pit stops taking place at lap 93. We'll start with Chris.
Running second is Brandon Jones, still chasing after Justin Allgaier. He said, I'm still way too tight on corner entry and center of the corner. They're going to make an air pressure adjustment for tires and Sunoco fuel for the Joe Gibbs Racing Team. Also from Joe Gibbs, Taylor Gray said it snaps loose on exit. They make a right rear wedge adjustment. Here's the call from Jason Ratcliffe. Four tires and fuel. Harrison Burton is in. Also, Sammy Smith said, leave me alone. Maybe a little air pressure, but I need to do a better job running the bottom. Steve Post.
Connor Zilich is in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. He needs his car to turn better up off from turn number two. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel as well for Sam Mayer. Going to be a little bit longer stop for Justin Allgaier. They needed to put a little tape on the grill, and they knew they were going to take a little time. He drops back to the sixth spot for the second time. Brandon Jones wins the race off from pit road here on lap number 94.
So Justin Allgaier is going to have some work to do on the next restart as we're down to 106 laps to go in the Kansas Lottery 300.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line. Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Here at Kansas Speedway, the cars a lap or more down have the opportunity to pit now as they take advantage of that. Race leader is Brandon Jones. Connor Zilich is now second. Sam Mayer third. Sammy Smith is fourth. And Austin Hill is fifth. Justin Allgaier came off of pit road, as Steve Post reported, in the number six spot. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
You're welcome back, Kansas Speedways. We work the caution flag for the third time, this for the end of stage number two, which was won by Justin Allgaier. As NASCAR returns to its backyard next week, our friends at Spire Motorsports invite you to join them for their annual Fan Day. That's coming up Thursday, October 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This year's event includes an autograph session with drivers Justin Haley, Michael McDowell, Carson Hocevar, Rajah Caruth, and Tristan McKee. Other attractions include raffles, prizes, free swag, food samples, team show cars on display, and so much more. Once again, it's the Spire Motorsports Fan Day, Thursday, October 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Spire Motorsports headquarters in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Of course, a lot of activities surrounding the Bank of America Roval 400. It's always good for all the teams to go home. I know a lot of race fans pop into the Charlotte area, and there's an increase of traffic and activity. What's your thoughts on racing at the Roval next weekend? Once you clear Kansas, you go back home, sleep in your own bed, and then you get to race on the Roval.
It is nice to sleep in your own bed. You said that. And my thoughts will probably change depending on how tomorrow goes. Right?
Fair enough.
That's how you come up with your plan, is to see where you are from the cut line. What do we got to do when we get there? But it is a fun weekend in Charlotte. You know what's also neat is you brought up fans, you know, showing up early. Because if you're a true race fan, there's a lot of things to see there, right? Whether it's the NASCAR Hall of Fame, going out to see some of the events at the racetrack, appearances, fan days like we just heard, or just going to see the race shops, right? Going to walk around and see the different ones. They're all unique in their own way. I haven't been to many. I don't get invited to many outside of just Penske, but I heard they're all unique in their own way.
Todd, as a manager of a crew, when you're a crew chief out there racing at Charlotte, does that make things a little more difficult, or is it still an easy thing with the crew?
I hated it. I hated racing in Charlotte because, and I'll put it on the piece that we saw this weekend. At our hotel, the Kansas Jayhawks have a home football game, but their whole football team is in our hotel to keep the rhythm and the routine. When you go to Charlotte, everybody's not at the hotel. They're not riding in the vans together. They're not doing the things that we do. And you have the distraction when you're going to that bed, you've got family around you. It's different. It takes the focus off the race weekend differently than what we do at normal weekends. And we love routines. This takes our routine away.
Absolutely. I used to go to the racetrack and sleep in my motorhome, even though I was home. I have kids now, so I don't do that. but I used to do that a lot.
Just to keep the routine the same so that you race the same way as you did 35 other weekends earlier.
Right.
Unfortunately for the Jayhawk football team, they lost one today in a Big 12 matchup to the Cincinnati Bearcats, 37-34.
They should have stayed home. Right now, the field is lined up for the restart. Coming out of turn number four, pace car is on pit road. 102 laps to go. Brandon Jones and Connor Zilich will start side-by-side on the front row. Green flag is back up, and old Connor Zilich is going to give Brandon Jones a run for his money. That's because Sam Mayer is in Connor Zilich's trunk on the inside, headed to one.
He has shoved him all the way to turn one and all the way to the lead. Connor Zilich to the number one spot. Brandon Jones trying to fight back on the outside. Zilich throws the block.
Here's Sam Mayer to the inside. He's just trying to hang on to third. He was going for second. Now here's Sammy Smith rumbling up to the outside in turn four.
Dean Thompson slid up off turn two, bounced off the outside wall, got everybody jumbled up mid-pack on back. Up front, Connor Zilich, big surprise. Stop me if you've heard this one, Dave. He leads.
He leads, but only by three car lengths, so there's still hope for the rest of the world. Jones rides in second. Another car length back to Sammy Smith in the side-by-side battle for four.
That's where Sam Mayer now wrestles the spot away from Austin Hill, who slides back into the fifth position as Justin Allgaier closes in from sixth, coming off the end of the backstretch.
Here they come now, off turn number four.
Connor Zilich, Brandon Jones, two-car breakaway in first and second. Traffic stacking up from third on back. Sammy Smith has third. Sam Mayer fourth. Here comes Austin Hill. He'll take a sniff of the outside lane in one.
Trying to rim ride around the outside lane, and he's got a trunk full of Justin Allgaier as he tries to do it. Sam Mayer, the only man in the bottom lane, and he is losing ground.
Here comes Mayer trying to regroup and move back up the inside in that ongoing battle for the fourth position. Austin Hill to the outside, and then Justin Allgaier climbs the banking behind him.
Allgaier lost the nose of his Chevrolet, washed up the racetrack. Now he's going to yank the steering wheel to driver's left, try to cut down the hill, can't get the momentum. For the moment, he's going to have to remain patient back to turn one.
Justin Allgaier in that number six spot, but they are side by side in front of him. Mayer on the bottom, Austin Hill on the top. Not all the way to the top, though, and that allows Allgaier to sneak a peek up high.
Austin Hill's right ahead of him, and then this Sam Mayer to the inside. Again, this is all going on from the fourth position on back. That scramble continues off turn four.
Well, if Justin Allgaier wants to go up the middle, it's more than open for him to do so, but he won't. He'll slide up behind Austin Hill as Hill and Mayer continue their side-by-side battle. Now Allgaier will cast his lot with Hill on the outside.
Meanwhile, the battle for the lead is heating up. Brandon Jones has reeled in Connor Zilich. He's going to look to the inside as they exit turn number two.
Brandon Jones just continues to close in on the race leader, although Zilich does still have the lead, but for how long? Here comes Brandon Jones. He drops it down low into turn number three.
Yeah, here they come. The battle for the race lead off turn number four. Brandon Jones, twice a winner here at Kansas Speedway in his career, trying to get the lead back. Connor Zilich will fend him off one more time as they go back to the corner.
The experience advantage clearly belongs to Brandon Jones. He's going to go to the top of the racetrack this time, burying his line, trying to find something that works as he tries to track down Zilich.
Zilich still has the lead midpoint of the back straightaway. Brandon Jones now goes back to work again. Tried to make the move in turn three last time by, didn't work, and this time he follows the tire tracks.
And it's very important right now for Brandon Jones to make this pass as quickly as possible, because remember, Justin Allgaier, he's moving his way through the field. We know he has the fastest car on the racetrack. Brandon Jones has had the second best car today. He needs to get that lead and run while he can.
Right now, that's what he's doing. Brandon Jones from the top of turn number two gets a run. He's going to take a run at Connor Zilich for the lead on the backstretch.
Zilich lets his Chevrolet just float from left to right up to the outside. Safer barrier shuts off the advance of Brandon Jones, but Jones is still right there.
Georgia native Brandon Jones looks inside, looks outside for the moment. Has to follow in the tire tracks of Connor Zilich. What are they saying on the radio, Chris, about Brandon Jones?
Well, so far it's been pretty good. We talked about over the course of the afternoon, Brandon Jones has been struggling with the turn, but he and Sam McCauley came up with a game plan before the race. They wanted to focus their attention on the changes to the racetrack, not take too big of swings because of how we've typically seen this race have several long different runs. And that's what you've seen here. Slow but steady progress, adjusting to the racetrack changes, racing the racetrack, and now finding a sweet spot aboard that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota just at the right time here in stage three. As the battle for the lead continues, really happy handling of the race car from Brandon Jones, the two-time winner trying to be a three-time winner here today.
Took a peek to the inside off turn four again, lost the nose of his race car and gives up a car length and a half to Connor Zilich with 94 laps to go.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Hi, folks. Kyle Petty here. I want to tell you about a place that's dear to my heart, Dictee Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Dictee Junction support kids who need it the most by making a donation today. Any amount will help kids attend camp for free. Help make a difference by visiting victoryjunction.org/donate.
Connor Zilich's lead now begins to grow. It was two car lengths up to seven now over second place Brandon Jones, and a goodly distance back to third place Sammy Smith. Fourth on the racetrack is Austin Hill, and Justin Allgaier rounds out the top five. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Motor Racing Network, the lead for Connor Zilich has begun to grow even more. It's up to one full second over second place Brandon Jones. You know, we were talking a moment ago about the fastest car on the track, and Justin Allgaier, he's been the dominant car. He's led 75 of the 111 laps. But after a slow pit stop, he's been mired back in traffic. So, Joey Logano, if you're the fastest car on the track, why can't you just drive up and pass everybody?
Well, there's a lot more to it than just that, right? And when you're out front, you're able to manage your tires, manage your car, take care of it, run the line you want to run, and it just keeps compounding, right? As you go along longer in a run, the reward of taking care of your car starts to show. Justin Allgaier had the advantage of doing that the first half of this race. Now he started sixth. He fell back because of the pit stop and put tape on the grill. And he didn't make as much time as he needed to on the restart. He's burnt his tires up. He's ticked his car off a little bit. His tires are angry at him. And he's just kind of there. He's not going forward anymore. He's kind of settled right there in fourth or fifth. And Todd, it begs the question, was it worth putting tape on the grill and losing all that track position?
If it costs you that amount of time on pit road, no. It doesn't, because, I mean, you talk about it, a car in dirty air, and we say dirty air, it's kind of like a boat, right? A car has a wake behind it. And if you're driving in that, you probably lose, if you're within 3-4 car lengths, you lose 15-20% of your downforce. Well, that piece of tape might have made 3-4%. They've made a net negative out of this by not making. Now, if Justin uses a restart, gets himself the second, it's an add. But you got to be able to make that big of a jump, and they weren't able to do that.
Right now, he is fifth on the leaderboard. He is 5 seconds behind the race leader, Steve Post. I'm sure there will be opportunities to come to pit road to get that car better, or maybe exercise some gamesmanship to get him closer to the front, no?
Well, we'll see how the strategy goes, that's for sure, on this one. Where we're at here as far as tires go, each of the teams have two sets of sticker Goodyear tires here on pit road. We're 86 laps from the end, so the fuel window will open at about 60 laps to the end. So in about 15 laps, the fuel window will open. Anytime after that, we could open up the floodgates to see pit stops. Talking with the crew chiefs, if it stays green, they're looking at probably splitting this final stage. Somewhere lap 145 to 150 is when they would stop. Where the nice part about it is, with the extra set of tires, and this is one more than they usually have, if we were to get a caution now, they could come down and put tires on, and then they'd still have a set to make it to the finish. So crew chiefs across the board very happy with the additional tire set that they have, and that leaves them with two now, so that we'll see if we need to use both of them over the balance of this race.
Well, I think, Steve, as you talk about that, as me thinking about being a crew chief, I think I'm going to use both sets of those tires. So as soon as I get in the fuel window where I know I'm not penalizing myself to end up a lap down, I'm going to pit, planning on a caution or something else coming later. That way I'm cycling forward if I'm not the leader.
And the alternate strategy to that would be splitting this run right down the center, which will probably be, if it stays green, that would be the fastest way. But you're planning on it going green the whole way. Todd's way would be, as soon as you can, put tires on it and bank on a caution later on, to where you don't ever get the penalty of running really long on the second run of this run.
We've only had three cautions in today's race. Two of those were for the stage breaks. Justin Allgaier has won both stages in today's race. Second time this year he swept the stages. The other time was at Nashville Super Speedway, where he went on to win the race.
This is what being a NASCAR fan is all about.
Win at Talladega.
Singular history and tradition.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
And triple header playoffs action to ratchet up the stakes.
We gotta go.
Throw in a can't-miss concert, and you've got more than a race. You've got Talladega. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Talladega, October 17th through the 19th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Connor Zilich's lead is 1.3 seconds now over second place Brandon Jones. Sammy Smith is third. Austin Hill fourth. Justin Allgaier is fifth. But as talked about a moment ago, there's impending pit stops and some strategy to come into play before the checkered flag flies. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Here in the Kansas Lottery 300 at Kansas Speedway, 77 laps to go. Next time by Connor Zilich up front. Brandon Jones is second. And you know, you think about Connor Zilich. We've talked about this season for Connor Zilich. He missed a race. He missed Texas earlier this year after a hard crash the week before in Talladega Super Speedway where he injured his back. In races 1 through 11, including Talladega, he had one top five finish. That was a win at Circuit of the Americas and only three top tens. He averaged a finish of only 17th in the first 11 races. But after sitting out with the back injury at Texas, when he's come back, his average finish is 2.1, which is absolutely remarkable.
And after scoring that win at COTA, he has won at Pocono, Sonoma, Dover, Indianapolis, Watkins Glen, Daytona, Portland, and Worldwide Technology Raceway. If he takes the checkered flag today, it'll be his 10th win of 2025. Just amazing the tear this young man's been on.
It is, and the thing about it is he's doing it on all types of racetracks, whether it's intermediate tracks, whether it's a road course, it doesn't matter. Connor Zilich just seemed to adapt quite well, Todd, to just about any circumstance.
Yeah, he's become a great race car driver, and that's just impressive that to excel at the road courses, that's a unique set of circumstances. But then to turn that around, and that turnaround, After Texas, I don't think he's finished outside the top five since then, right? Had that injury, had to sit at Talladega, had to sit out Texas, and has come back, and every race has been a top five finish since then. Just incredible to go to ovals, unique ovals, one at Dover. It just seems like those are places that it doesn't make sense that somebody from outside the sport came to.
And it's not just the back injury he had at Talladega. Remember, he broke his collarbone in Victory Lane at Watkins Glen. So the young man's had to go through some injuries this year, but he's still being able to put up phenomenal numbers.
Well, you said it too. He's very, very young. But when you're putting numbers up like that, how do you not move him up, right? Like, and he is, but he is, and he should be. But, you know, the I feel like I've hurt sometimes other young drivers because they've seen the first couple years of my Cup career where I was doing good in Xfinity, got the Cup, and was like, oh, my goodness. I don't think Connor Zillage is in the same league. I think he's going to jump right in there and be pretty competitive right off the bat.
I really liked your progression. I thought it worked out great.
Yeah, it worked out good once I got to Penske.
And once you got a certain crew chief atop your war wagon,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, driver talent was there. I think, likewise, you have to dampen our expectations out of what Connor will do in Cup. It's a different car. It's a different feel. You've experienced this. They're different than the Xfinity cars. And he'll, but his talent should get him there through 100 or so races.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you see so many times in any sport, the biggest jump you're going to make is from one level down to the top. Because everybody in that top level are just, they're dogs. I mean, they are really, really good. And if you put them down in the Xfinity level, they would smoke everybody every week because they're that good. You'll see that. But, you know, that's one thing we see different with the Xfinity series these days is that you don't have the Cup guys in there to make that comparison to anymore.
I know that one of the things that's been talked about is perhaps next year allowing Cup drivers to run in more NASCAR Xfinity series or what will then be the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts races or Auto Parts series. You've run in those races. Is that something that would interest you? What do you think about maybe more Cup involvement on Saturdays than we've seen in a while?
Personally, yeah. Personally, I'd be all about it. I want to go racing. I think also for these drivers that are out here, it's good to race against some of those guys that they're going to be racing against on Sundays, possibly someday. It's a good benchmark for them. It's a good way for them to learn. I always enjoyed that part when I ran Xfinity.
In my tenure of being at Team Penske, of being an active crew chief, we always felt like the Xfinity race, places like this, we would put on our schedule because there was overlap. There was tendencies that you would learn on Saturday that could play to Sunday. With where the Gen 7 car is, have we lost that for you guys? Is it just the competitive part, or is there still some of the race tendencies that play through?
It's mainly just just wanting to race. I just want to drive a race car. I think it's that simple. The cars are much, much different, and it's there's still a lot of opportunity for growth, not for just for the driver, though, but for the team members, right? And I know the pit crew is a little harder because they got the five lugs over here versus the one lug, and the pit stop's different. But for crew members working on the car, crew chiefs and stuff like that, their Xfinity Series still is a good place for people to kind of get groomed into the Cup level.
And I go back to what Kyle Larson said a little earlier this year. When he gets the opportunity to run in the Xfinity Series, he wants to smoke these drivers, to let them know exactly what the difference is from being a Cup Series driver to an Xfinity Series driver as well.
I think that's funny. I love it.
On the racetrack right now, Connor Zillich's lead only 7/10 of a second over Brandon Jones, 69 laps to go, and around the pit stops on the way as well.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR grassroots racing news and talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
67 laps to go here at the Kansas Speedway. We've been talking a lot about Connor Zillage, the most recent leader, but the driver that's led the most laps this afternoon in Justin Allgaier, he has had his hands full. We're going to check in with his pit in a moment. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at Kansas Speedway. A moment ago, we told you Justin Allgaier has had his hands full in recent laps. Steve Post, what's the story?
Well, he had his hands full in recent laps, and then he went up and scuffed his race car against the outside wall. Now, they checked the car over. The spotters looked at it. They've had the photos from Chevrolet sent to Jim Pullman on the pit box, and they don't feel like there's any damage to the race car. But it was a tense moment when Justin Allgaier got up into the fence about five or six laps ago.
Challenge for the race lead in front of Kurt Becker.
Brandon Jones off the end of the backstretch. Takes the lead away from Connor Zilich, but Zilich just responded.
The lane is left open. Here comes Connor Zilich back to the inside of the racetrack. Zilich will lead that lap. Lap traffic directly ahead.
Connor Zilich launches the counterattack with a crossover move. He'll go to the inside. Brandon Jones to the outside. The lap machine of Jeremy Clements dead ahead on the back straightaway.
Brandon Jones, the race leader, as Zilich now backs away and gets back into line behind Jones. So Zilich to the second spot as Brandon Jones shows the way coming to turn four.
Looking to the inside again is going to be Connor Zilich, half a car width lower on the racetrack. Can't get there to the left rear quarter panel. Battle for the race lead continues. Pass start finish line. 62 laps to go.
Still got a lap or two until the lap traffic comes into play. Connor Zilich would like to take advantage of that. Brandon Jones, though, has pulled away by about a car length. He'll move down the banking to block the inside challenge.
So as a result, Connor Zilich, who started to move to the inside, now gets back up to driver's right next to the safer barrier. They all begin to close in on lap traffic straight ahead. Jeremy Clements.
Jeremy Clements directly ahead of the race leader. Jones went wide, did not hit the wall, came very close to it, and Connor Zilich is there. You've got the lap car of Clements, Jones, then Zilich. Ongoing battle for the lead. 61 to go.
Jones dials up the low line. He will bypass the lap machine of Jeremy Clements on entry into turn number one. Connor Zilich trying to do the same as they exit two.
Zilich has room to work down to the inside of the Clements lap car. Now he finds some more momentum. Zilich does, starts to move up to the inside, pins his car down to the bottom side of the racetrack, working up through that second position.
While the lead duo mixes it up for the not only the lead, but through lap traffic, that's enabled Justin Allgaier to begin to close in a little bit more. He's in the fourth spot. Allgaier's car seems to found some pace. He's changed his line just a bit, but we can't take our eyes off the battle for the lead.
Here they come into turns one and two. Brandon Jones leads the way, and he's actually broken away now by about five car lengths.
Here's Cole Raz's lap machine is separating the leader from second place Connor Zilich. The leader, of course, being Brandon Jones. Jones moves up to the top side of the banking over to turn four and heads back to start finish.
Jones slides up to the outside wall. Then as he's exiting the corner, kind of angles that Toyota Supra towards the bottom of the racetrack. That allows him to get some good momentum and pull away from Zilich in the process.
And he's got to need every inch of that open ground between himself and Zilich because there are three lap cars dead ahead. Leland Honeyman will be first in line. Next, Matt DiBenedetto.
Those two cars straight ahead for the race leader, Brandon Jones, as he comes to the entry of turn number three. Packed lap cars now stack up to the high side and to the bottom side as well.
Green flag, pit stops begin. Third place runner Sam Mayers in front of Steve Post.
Lap number 141, Jason Trinchieri, the crew chief, pulled the trigger on the pit stop. Going to be four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel on this one. No visible adjustments. They're very happy. They've got a top five running car, and there he goes. He is down and away. Cole Raz also gets pit service here on this lap.
This should open the floodgates of pit stops. Here comes Sheldon Creed. He'll make the move onto pit lane. Lap 140. 40 miles an hour for Creed, and that Ollie's machine headed to Steve Post.
Great stuff cheap is what it says on the front of the car. It's the Ollie's bright yellow and red machine. He's been a little bit loose all day long. Right side work is done. Quickly around to the left side of that automobile. A pump and a half of the jack. Looks like left side tire's off. Little slow on the right rear. Little slow. Left rear is a little slow on the left rear as Sheldon Creed is down and away.
Here's Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, Taylor Gray, and Chris Wilner.
Taylor Gray comes to a stop. His pit crew has been flawless so far after the malfunction on the pit gun in stage number one. Crew already down on the right side. Chassis wrench in the rear window for an adjustment. Taylor Gray said, I just can't get the car to turn off of turn number four. He's right on the cut line coming into this weekend. Flawless stop for the pit stop boys. How about you, Steve Post?
Jesse Love is in, brings the Whelan's car in. They need a better handle on that race car. It's very loose. He could not get down in the corners. Four tires in Sunoco Racing Field. Two pit boxes in front of him. A burnout for Justin Allgaier. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Field. No adjustment on the Allgaier car. These pit stops here on lap number 144. Chris Wilner, more cars in front of you.
Brandon Jones down and away nearly got collected on the exit release. He came on the radio and said this was the worst car has been on exit. They made a chassis adjustment and air pressure. Four tires and fuel. Sammy Smith on the money stop. Another good pit stop for the Junior Motorsports boys. He was protecting his right front. Said I need to be tightened up just a little bit, Steve.
Justin Bonsignor brings the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota Camry in, or Toyota Supra in, to the attention of the crew. Going to be four tires in Sunoco Racing Fuel, and here comes Connor Zelich. Tugs the wheel to the left, right into the pit box, stops on the signboard. Here they are around to the right side of the car. He said the car over the course of that run got a little bit tight late in the day, a one-turn chassis adjustment. Now around to the left side, Sunoco Fuel is plugged in to the Connor Zelich car. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel is in as they wait, and maybe a little slow on the left front. Four tires and fuel. The call for Connor Zelich here on lap 145.
Anthony Alfredo's been in for service. Parker Retzloff is in. Austin Green is in. And Raja Carruth is in front of Chris.
Raja Carruth, crew already done on the right side. Four tire change in fuel. Boy, he's been an aggressive driver all day today. He's picked his way through inside the top 10 in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. He's down and away. Austin Green here as well. A lap ago was Austin Hill, who was drove his way to the top five. Another great pit stop for the RCR crew. Four tires and fuel.
William Sawalich from the number five position brings his car to pit road as well. He comes to a rest in front of Chris Wilner.
Another opportunity for William Sawalich to prove that he belongs in the Xfinity Series. He qualified up towards the front, been battling in traffic with an ill-handling race car. They made adjustments the last pit stop. Jeff Mendering said, go on my mark. He's down and away. William Sawalich with four tires and fuel.
That will turn the lead over to Nick Sanchez, who comes to the pit lane for his service. Now Christian Eckes will assume the lead. Brendan Butterbean Queen has yet to make his stop. He's on the racetrack along with Kyle Sieg, Carson Quappel, and Ryan Sieg as drivers that have still yet to visit pit lane. So we're cycling through green flag pit stops. 53 laps to go. Alice, the biggest thing, been no penalties of speeding, no penalties of anything else that warrant these drivers coming back to the pit lane.
Yeah, you're right about that. And as this has cycled around, Brandon Jones right now is the highest running of those who have made a pit stop. He's back in the ninth position. Then it's Sammy Smith, and then Connor Zelich and Sam Mayer and Justin Allgaier. So Brandon Jones's pit crew, like they did earlier in the race, rips off another beauty of a pit stop to get themselves in position.
So we continue to cycle through green flag pit stops. 52 to go right now. Christian Eckes leads.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no. I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
A 24-monthly bill credit is on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan without a pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Harrison Burton is on pit road. So is Christian Eckes. So is Carson Quapel. That turns the lead over to Butterbean Queen, waiting for two more cars to cycle through for their green flag pit stops. And that will then return the lead to Brandon Jones. So with 50 laps to go, it's Butterbean Queen, Ryan Sieg, Eckes, Jones, and Daniel Dye as we are about to wrap up green flag pit stops in the Kansas Lottery 300. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Kansas Speedway, we continue under the green flag. Right now, Brendan Butterbean Queen is leading, but he's yet to come to pit road. He is one of two drivers that have yet to come down pit lane for service, the other being Daniel Dye. But, Alex, when we cycle back through, Brandon Jones will return to the top of the leaderboard.
And Brandon Jones, you gotta really tip your cap to the pit crew and to Brandon himself, because drivers play a big role in getting on the pit lane and accelerating back up the speed after they pass that yellow line to end pit road speed down there. And you got to go all the way around the apron of the racetrack to turn two and onto the backstretch to blend back in. It was extremely well executed by Brandon Jones and that crew. You know, they came to pit road with a 1.4 second lead and left pit road with a 2.6 second lead over Sammy Smith and 4 seconds ahead of Connor Zilich.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Back at Kansas Speedway, trouble on the back straightaway. Justin Bonsignor will find the inside wall on the backstretch, and that will put us under the caution flag in the Kansas Lottery 300. Motor Racing Network here with the call. Mike Bagley, Todd Gordon, Alex Hayden, Joey Logano with you topside, Dave Moody and Kurt Becker in the corners, Steve Post and Chris Milner in the pits and the garage area. Dave, as soon as we were coming out of the station ID, I happened to look over, and Justin Bonsignor was all kinds of crossed up coming out of turn two.
That's about the time I picked up on it too, Mike. It's been an eventful last few laps. About 5 laps before he came to pit road, he got extremely loose in turn number two, scuffed up the right rear in pretty good fashion on the outside wall. This time around, and unless you saw something that I didn't, that was just a solo spin coming off turn two.
Yeah, it was a tough break for Justin Bonsignor. He was racing hard. He got contact in the left rear from Nick Sanchez. It looked like Bonsignor may have checked up just a smidge, but